Last check, 21 degrees. Baby, it's cold out there. And yes, there are some slippery conditions you might not expect. Bear that in mind when you see some of those vehicles spun around off the side of the road. You don't want that to be you. Well, Wayne State University is introducing what they're calling a groundbreaking program that will offer free tuition to all Michigan students whose families make under $70,000 a year. WJR Senior News Analyst Marie Osborne has a closer look at the program. Good morning again, Marie.
It's renewable for up to 4 years, the Wayne State one is, and it's an option. There is an option for a fifth year if the student is on track to graduate in that year. Last year, 46% of first-year Wayne State students had zero out-of-pocket expenses for their tuition and fees thanks to the university's tuition pledge programs. This new Wayne State guarantee will push that number to 50%. And Paul, there are other schools that have similar programs. U of M campuses offer some free tuition programs for families making under $65,000. Northern Michigan University announced a similar program. Baker College, Cleary University, Olivet College, Cornerstone Universities, they've all announced some tuition-free programs for students who qualify.
I don't know about you guys, but my parents never made that kind of money. I would have qualified for this program.
I know. Think about how many kids would have qualified for this would qualify.
But I also think of the kids like me who went to community college and worked full time so that I could afford to go to college. You too?
Yes. Okay. I didn't go to community college. I went to the University of Detroit, but I worked full time the entire time I was in college. I had to pay for my tuition.
You apparently weren't in radio because I was in radio and that didn't pay enough for me to go to anywhere but a community college.
No.
But be that as it may, and then lucky enough to transfer to the University of Michigan for my final 2 years, but graduating debt free. And I think that work ethic that went into play there was good for me, was beneficial for me. That's just me looking at me and saying, okay, what did I wish that my parents had the money and I didn't have to work? You bet. I'm not going to lie to you. I wish they were in a position to pay for all that. But be that as it may, I still don't understand how these programs work.
Well, like I said, they're coupled with the state's new, you know, Michigan has this new Michigan Achievement Scholarship. So that provides up to $5,500 a year for up to 5 years for anyone attending a Michigan public university. And there are they combine federal, state, and other Wayne State scholarships. So it's kind of they put together a bunch of programs in order to make this happen. But fully, they're looking for 50% of their student body to have free tuition,
they're
basically
looking for more people to spend their money on. And I'm just wondering, what was this money doing before it became free tuition for everybody? Where was that money and what was it doing? Because it all comes back to the taxpayer.
It does indeed.
I'm not criticizing. I'm merely asking how this works and how long it can work and all that stuff.
I think what they did, and I think under Roy Wilson's leadership here, I think
and I love Roy Wilson.
Yeah, I think they just sat down, looked at all of their scholarship programs, looked at all their federal aid, looked at this new state program that's coming in and said, okay, how can we put this together to really make it work, to leverage it for these students who are coming in who fall in this category of under $70,000 a year who can then go to school for free. I just think they looked at it very closely to see how to put it together.
Well, God bless them. It's another great, I say that with an exclamation point and a question mark, another great free, quote unquote, program.
Well, better educated people, I mean, is just better for the state. It's better for the economy. It's better for attracting new business to the state. I think that the case could be made for that.
Well, I think a case could be made for something that I suggested way back with I'm pretty sure it was Governor Granholm. Ann will remember better than me. Ann is my memory. Ann and Kim are my memory because, like
brain.
I said, my brain is, well, not necessarily my brain, but certainly my memory, because as long as I can remember, I've had a bad memory. But I said to the governor at that time, okay, if we're going to give them state money, for example, do we say anything about them having to stay in Michigan once we educate them? I think that's not a bad thing. If you want to accept that money, then you accept the fact that you got money, part of it, from the state, and therefore you use your brains and talent for the state for a period of time.
Yeah, for 2 years.
I think that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to go.